Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
JJ and Joanna, great morning in the beautiful city of Detroit.
Okay, a couple of things right off the bat. First of all, you were everywhere all weekend long on national television, all of the various shows that were on, and I will say that I posted to my personal Facebook page a big high five to not just you, but all of the men and the women of the DPD. I thought personally that you guys did a great job. Great job. And I'm holding you up in comparison to other cities in the country like Minneapolis and Philadelphia, New York, Washington, D.C. I thought you guys were the cream of the crop in dealing with the protests in Detroit. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I got to tell you, I can't stress enough the team I have, just the execution in response to violence, but not just that, but just the patience, the professionalism that has been demonstrated time and again throughout the last 3 days. The vast majority of our protesters have been certainly peaceful. We applaud them. We support them. We embrace their message, the anger over the senseless death of Mr. Floyd. Unacceptable. And being careful not to be critical of my colleague and friend out in Minneapolis, but this was a murder. Plain and simple.
Do you think that, I think a lot of people thought that a lot of these protests escalated maybe quicker than they would have otherwise if an arrest would have come sooner in this case, but it took, what was it, 3-4 days before an arrest was made?
You know, and I'll tell you, here's my professional opinion on it, having been in this business now coming on 44 years. I think two things. I think that applaud certainly the swift action of the chief and the mayor in firing the four officers. I think that was very appropriate. But I do believe, based on what I'm hearing, is that this is a department that has had some challenges working in the community. And so many times when you see a response like this so quickly, people are going to respond. Look, the entire nation's responding to this murder. But I think there were some things that were occurring pre-Mr. Floyd. I think that's one. I do think if an arrest had been immediate based on the review of the evidence at that time, it may have helped, but I do think it still may not have slowed the trajectory of what we're seeing in Minneapolis. The vast majority of the protesters were law-abiding and are law-abiding. We're talking about a small number of outsiders. I mean, I can tell you definitively that at least 70% of those arrested here in Detroit were from outside the city, most from Metro Detroit, and in several instances outside of the state of Michigan. Mm.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig, and we'll end where we began with our pat on the back to you and the entire Detroit Police Force, all the men and women. You guys have done a great job this weekend, and I hope it continues, and I hope this thing is over with soon.
Curfew again tonight, well, Chief, right? 8 o'clock?
Absolutely curfew. And again, I want to just emphasize, I want to give tremendous credit to the professional men and women of the Detroit Police Department. And I want to also give tremendous credit to the Pastor Moles, our communities that are out there on the front line with. That's the other thing that's a little bit different. We have activists from Detroit, community leaders that are on the front line with us. So guess what? I think we have a recipe for success. Now, I'm not going to sit here and make it seem as if we can't have trouble. I am actively watching what's going on in other major cities across this country, including my old home of L.A., what we see in the images coming out of D.C., Philadelphia, a neighbor in Chicago, Illinois. You know, my heart and prayers goes out to those cities. And so we've had a good weekend, but I'm not ready to do the lap of success.
Well, thank you, Chief
Best
James
of luck.
Craig.
Thanks for,
be safe.
Thank you.
Thanks for chatting with us, Chief.
Okay, you are so welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.